From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting government forces fail to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, most of them political prisoners, have been in revolt at the Hama Central Prison for about a week. Syrian opposition leaders are warning of a possible massacre of the detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the facility Friday night and seized its food supply. Videos posted by inmates on social media show men gasping for breath after government troops fired tear gas canisters in cell blocks. Gunfire could also be heard. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plainclothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out, opened fire before fleeing the scene. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNA says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile to the North. Saudi Arabia says it will continue to maintain its role as the world's largest oil exporter, even as it tries to develop other energy sources in the face of falling oil prices. Energy Minister Khalid Al-Fali says Saudi Arabia will maintain its stable petroleum policies and maintain its role in international energy markets as the world's most reliable supplier of energy. This is VOA News.